Olympic gold medalist Ted Ligety says their fraternal twins are expected in July, and it's an interesting time to be pregnant during these days of the coronavirus.
Pretty wild to be living in this and going through that. She had a doctor's appointment the other day, and normally I would be going to those as well, but into these kind of circumstances, just with one parent there is allowed there. So we're going through that. It's exciting, but funny under these circumstances for sure.
Even though the past winter's competitive racing season was cut short due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Ligety was able to compete in 8 races this season, all of them giant slalom races, with one Super G race in front of the hometown crowd at Beaver Creek. Ligety had 2 top 10 finishes, with his best finish being his first race of the season at Solden, placing 5th. This was a new race schedule for the 4-event skier. Due to some injuries and back surgery, he made the decision last year to compete in only giant slalom races, his bread-and-butter event, he likes to call it, this season. He plans to do the same thing next winter, even with his hands full.
With the program I had this last year, doing just giant slalom, I was basically home for 10 days, over in Europe for 10 days, kind of that basic rhythm the whole year, so that was actually pretty doable. Of course, 3 kids is a new challenge for sure. So, we'll be getting help and stuff in that regard as well. But I think with the lighter load of racing and all that, I think it's a good program for going back and forth and, the right balance between skiing and spending time with my family.
Meanwhile, Ligety is staying busy building sled hills for his son and working to stay strong until he can get back on snow again to train. He's also been involved in the Goggles for Docs program, that after hearing about the need from a friend to get snow goggles into the hands of those who are treating patients with the coronavirus.
A couple weeks ago, one of my friends, a nurse in the Bay Area, said they were trying to get some goggles together that they're, getting them ready for when there was a big burst in cases. And I gathered together anything that I had that it was used and everything, and so sent those over and been trying to get, other athletes on board as well. So, with the amount of skiers that are out there in this country and how many of them have old stuff that just sits in their garage or whatnot, those can actually go to good use.
New and used goggles can be dropped off in bins at the U.S. Ski and Snowboard headquarters at Quinn's Junction or at Park City Lodging in Prospector. The goggle needs at Utah hospitals has been met, but California and New York hospitals are still in need. As of Wednesday, more than 19,000 pairs of goggles have been donated, with another 2,400 still needed. You can get more information by clicking on the link in this online story at kpcw.org. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.